Hey Anchor, what's going on? It's your girl Cherise. Just wanted to touch base. It's been a minute. And last we spoke, I was inquiring about your second quarter. Yes, your April, May, June, and were you ready to set it off? I set it off. So here we are, June 24th. As of this recording, and second quarter is wrapping it up. We will be a week from today, officially in the second half of 2019. And so this is, for me, it is Power Week. It is Power Week. It is that last week before we enter into another half, another 6 months. So Power Week is always, the last full week of June and the last full week of December for me. Holidays included. So busy times and just like in December, I have a lot, on the agenda, a lot of different things going on, both personally and professionally, but devoting time to pause, to reflect, what's working, what's not working, what needs to be tweaked, what needs to be eliminated. Because here's the thing, the great thing about having a power week twice a year is that, and even if you want to have it at the end of every quarter, as I'm saying that aloud, I'm thinking that's a really good idea. But I currently have had in the past had it just the at the end of June and at the end of December. But yes, I mean, I think it's very effective. It helps me to kind of refocus, retool, to know the areas where I really need to step it up. And it gives me a moment also to celebrate the things that are going well. A lot of times when we are setting our goals, we are so set on the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And we don't do enough of implementing celebration of the things that are already going well. What's going great? What new things have developed over the course of these 6 months. And, we have to do that, because that part, that component is important to our progress as well. You're paying mind to, hey, I accomplished this and I accomplished this, and this particular area has grown, and I made, progress with, ABC 1, 2, 3. Now, I do usually categorize things into key areas for me and for my life where I want to see significant progress in my spiritual growth, in my health, in my relationships, in my finances, and then also in my career and or business. For students, it might be your education. For retirees, it could still be, career and business, but it could be your personal development. What new challenges are you doing? What other things are you contributing to now that you're retired? So it varies. Some people focus on their home because they want to focus on developing. Maybe they're gonna redo a room, or maybe it's habits. They might just say overall habits, thinking habits, practices and routines. So the categories will be specific to you that you're focusing on, but the goal of Power Week is to take a moment to pause, to reflect, to plan, and then to, to get on that path, to start thinking about the specific goals that you need to put in place in order to progress in those key areas. So, I hope everyone's second quarter of 2019 has been awesome. Really looking forward to third quarter. Third quarter is it's my favorite quarter. It's kind of like, so I think second and third quarter are definitely my favorites. I feel like first you're revving up, you're getting momentum up, and then second you're kind of okay, I'm clear about this, I've got some things in place, and you gain momentum, and third quarter is where you really just set it all off. fourth, all of the quarters are important, of course, but fourth quarter is where we're kind of like we're reflecting a little bit deeper. There's been more progress, more time has passed, and we're also though putting the plans in place for another, rev up the heel. So it's or further up the heel. So really want to encourage you to take some time to do that. I believe that your life will truly be blessed by investing the time to do that this week. Join me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/IamTailoredForYou.com. No, just Tailored For You. That's the website. I am Tailored For You. And take the journey because I'm going to be sharing tips, tools, tactics, and techniques for you to take your life to the top. In whatever key area you choose, that's up to you. But I'm going to give you things that are applicable across all of those, in all of those areas. So stay tuned. And again, love you, Anchor fam. It's great to be here in the land of the living with you all. And I'm going to go listen to some broadcasts and see what some of the Anchor fam has been up to. All right, take care. Bye bye.